You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros are struggling a bit. I guess that would be a little bit of an understatement, but they're struggling right now. But there are some signs that they might have a little bit of a run in them. So let's talk about that. I am Allison Footer here with Brian McTaggart at Minute Maid Park. And Brian, let's start with an article that you had on the Astros off day, just basically like outlining four or five things that need to happen for the Astros to turn this thing around. Number one, Dallas Keuchel has to become Dallas Keuchel again and fix whatever's going on with him.
Yeah, that's the number one thing. I mean, he's your ace, he's your horse, he's the guy that when you lose, you know he's going to stop the losing streak. You need him to take the ball and win games for you. And he hasn't won a game since April 15th. And, you know, we all know he's been struggling with his command and his control, mechanics, velocity's down. So good news for Dallas is he still has 20-plus starts to get it together. But that's one of the things the Astros were banking on was Keuchel, being Keuchel, what he's done the last 2 years. You know, if he's not pitching at that level, that just creates a big problem that they did not anticipate, and really they're not equipped to cover when you have a Cy Young award winner who suddenly goes away. So that's first and foremost, he needs to get on track, and his next start will be Saturday at Anaheim.
And the other issue is there are quite a few holes once you get past the first four hitters in the lineup. There's a lot of kind of the same hitter, a lot of strikeouts, and that's presenting a problem. Obviously, some very low batting averages, and that has to change.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that could be a roster thing down the road. I mean, yeah, you one through four, you feel pretty good. Castro has moved up to fifth. He's been hitting the ball a lot better, so maybe he can settle in there. But Tyler White's going to have to come around. You're going to have to get something out of third base. Now, Tony Kemp hitting ninth here and there, that creates like a second leadoff hitter. Maybe he can get on in front of Springer, who's now leading off, and Altuve. But bottom line is some guys are going to have to perform that aren't performing. White, Valbuena, Castro's come around. We know what's going on at center field. Maybe Gomez will be back in another week or so, but you just have a lot of guys in the lineup that aren't performing, and the good hitters he's hitting up top, and they're carrying the brunt of the offense, but it has to be a 1-9 effort if they're going to turn it around.
A bright spot, the bullpen. I think we could say that they're having a nice little run. Ken Giles seems to be coming around. I mean, we're going to be talking about him until he probably is pitching lights out in the ninth inning, right? So slowly working his way toward that.
Yeah, you have all these options in the bullpen. All of a sudden, Giles is pitching great, touching 99, almost 100. Michael Feliz suddenly unhittable. Scott Feldman's throwing 95. Harris is doing what Harris has done. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, they have all these options in the bullpen. Get them some leads. They can't get them the leads. So that's the frustrating part. But, yeah, they have to feel good about what Giles is doing. His April compared to his May, like, is night and day. And he's more comfortable. Velocity being up is a huge sign. He was 95, 97. Now he's 98, hitting 99. That's the guy they traded for, not the guy we saw in April. So, yeah, if they have a chance to have a lead and close out some games, they have to feel good about it. But they haven't had many of those lately.
Okay, so now Alex Bregman, we need to start paying attention to him. So he has been tearing up Double A, which is the barometer. I mean, you hear a lot that it's really the, you know, how they make the jump from Single A to Double A, and if they can do that and they start to show signs that they can handle that, it's more indicative than Double A to Triple A. So first, remind us how the Astros drafted him, and then, you know, like what the situation was where they picked him first, and then what he's been doing in Double A.
Well, he was their number two pick overall out of the draft last year, the compensation pick they got for not signing Brady Aiken. So very talented player out of LSU, a shortstop. And now in the last few days, last week or so, we've seen him move to third base. Not exclusively, but making some starts at third base, which answers a lot of questions about if he's this close to being ready for the major leagues. He's going to have to find somewhere else to play. And by all accounts, he's handled third base very well. He's very athletic. He's just one of these guys that people say he's a ball player. He can handle anything you throw at him. But the numbers he's putting up, Double A just can't be ignored. He hit his 11th home run, I think, on Monday night. At one point, he had 9 home runs, 9 strikeouts. Nothing phases this guy. So you have to think that a promotion to Triple A is soon. I don't think we'll see him jump from Class Double A to the majors like we did with Altuve and J.D. Martinez. But I think if he gets to Triple A and kills it like he's doing now, I think we'll see him here sooner than later, especially if the club rallies and is in contention. I mean, if they fall out of it, I don't think there's any reason to bring him up here and rush his development and start his time clock and all that stuff. But, yeah, every day, you know, he's one of the guys you look at the box score to see what he does, and every day he goes 2-for-4 with a home run, it seems like. So very exciting to have that kind of talent. He'll be here at some point, but not right now.
Yeah, and I mean, we do need to, I don't know if it's like – scale back the enthusiasm, but kind of temper the enthusiasm, because like they brought up Colin Moran, they brought up Tony Kemp, and those are, you know, fun, exciting things because they're young players who have come up through the system. But at the same time, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and think that like these guys are just going to fix everything that is the problem with the team. Like, and you can't put that kind of pressure on a young player. Oh, okay, well, we're 17 and 28. Now you guys come up and make us a 500 team. And there has to be like more that goes on beyond that.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Anytime someone comes up, they're like, yes, I've been waiting for this. But it's not that nothing is guaranteed at this level. And AJ says all the time, this is a hard game. And, you know, Kemp came up and got a couple of hits, but Moran struggled. I mean, AJ Reed could come up here and struggle for 2 months. And you know, Lance Berkman came up and didn't hit right away. Mike Trout didn't hit right away. I mean, it takes time. It's not like you're going to promote Alex Bregman to the majors and he's going to hit 350. It's not going to happen. So development is important, and taking steps is important, and putting them in situations where they're not just totally failing and falling flat on their faces is important. And I don't think the fans realize that stuff. They want all the top prospects up now, but there is a process, and you have to stick with it.
Okay, so with the rotation, I mean, let's get back to that a little bit, beyond Keuchel. But, I mean, do you see, you know, McCullers is back. I mean, McHugh has been very, very good. He had that amazing start against Chris Sale, so, you know, he kind of was overshadowed by Sale's performance. But you see, like, the rotation being able to, I guess a team can't go on a run until the rotation goes on a run. How do you see that?
I think for the most part, they're all pitching pretty well. I mean, Pfister's been the most consistent guy. Fires has got three or four quality starts in a row under his belt. You mentioned McHugh, take out that terrible first start of the season. His numbers are good. McCullers, you feel good about what he's going to bring you. So, over and all, the rotation after Keuchel has pretty much done its job. But you need the head of the horse to go out there and eat up some innings, and he hasn't done it so far. Because you don't want to rely on these guys to, because I don't think that's in their DNA right now, to be the 210, 220 inning guys. They need Dallas, and McHugh did that a little bit. But McCullers can eat up a lot of innings because he's been rested. But, you know, I wouldn't worry about those guys right now. They've all pitched pretty well. You got to get the Cy Young winner going a little bit. And when he's going and the other guys are pitching like they are, I think the rotation's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our eye on that, Brian McTaggart. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.